And in southern Oregon, the local economy is a bit more brisk. That's because when temperatures start to drop, migrant workers head to the wooded region along the California border to pick mushrooms. It's not an easy job, and this year it's even tougher, as Ethan Lindsay of Oregon Public Radio reports.
This national forest land in Oregon may very well be the mushroom capital of the world between September and November.
My name's Sam Lee. The mushrooms are not too many.
Sam Lee is Laotian American. He's chasing Matsutake mushrooms, but says this year there aren't that many. Matsis, as they're called, are a prized delicacy in Japan. At one point in the 90s, they fetched $750 per pound on the international market. They're closer to $25 a pound these days. But pickers like Lee say if you can find a lot of them, that price is still good enough to make money. Lee lives in Fresno, California for most of the year, but he's come to Oregon every fall since 1986. And he's not the only one.
I primarily have mung in the back, and I have mien over there. On this end, there's lao.
Gidget Flanagan runs a small roadside motel in the town of Chemult. These days, she's the unofficial mayor, sheriff, and innkeeper for more than 100 people camping on her property.
Everybody is out in the woods gathering. In about 5 hours, it's going to be bustling people getting ready for their dinner, and then you're going to smell all the foods, and that's amazing. It's incredible at night, actually. A breathing community that just doesn't stop.
At night, the south side of town around Flanagan's Inn grows into a combination campsite, shantytown, and outdoor mushroom market. Most everyone is of Southeast Asian ancestry, where harvesting the forest is part of traditional culture.
Many of them will follow the Matsutake specifically, like migrant workers. You know, they'll do huckleberries, they'll do chanterelles, they'll do morels, they'll do Matsutakes. And then after Matsutakes, they'll go and they'll do something else. They see it as a job. It's just a job.
But the economy has changed things this year. Cece Headley is with the Eugene-based Alliance of Forest Workers and Harvesters. They're a mostly volunteer group that provides language interpretation and other services to the pickers.
They're probably more younger Southeast Asians coming and more new first-time pickers, a lot more first-time pickers, you know, who would normally have another job. Mostly it's poor people, and poor people are having a really hard time. It's a really, it's always hard to be poor, but right now is really difficult.
I've never seen so many people and so many inexperienced people.
Enrique Santos is a forest monitor with the Alliance. He was brought in to work with Spanish speakers who are showing up in greater numbers than ever. He says inexperienced workers don't get much help from the old hands who try to keep the best mushroom fields to themselves. For instance, Santos worked with one family of 10 migrant workers that came down from Washington this year for the first time.
They ended up spending $1,000, and they were only making like $1 a day per person.
Good pickers are making some money, but they say the weather this year started out too dry to produce top-rate mushrooms. But the harvesting community still has to buy gas, food, and on a good day in the forest, beer, and all that money stays here in Oregon, where the locals certainly need it. For NPR News, I'm Ethan Lindsay.